Hello and welcome to day 30 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 30. Surrender yourself to her. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child that is quieted is my soul. When you consecrate and surrender yourself to her, you will experience the same peace the Holy Spirit gave to the psalmist. Total consecration to the Immaculate is a way of profound humility, and therefore of profound peace as well. A great interior peace. Although it is not a path free from pain and tribulation, because it begins on Calvary at the foot of our Lord's cross, it will nevertheless bestow on you a peace in the depth of your soul, which cannot be affected by any tribulations that afflict the mere surface. Rest as a child in your mother's arms and let her lead you through life. Whatever in your life does not depend on your own free will is certainly permitted by her to happen for your greater good. Even if it is something caused by the evil will of others, if she allows it to happen, there is some good in it for you, and she will provide whatever grace you need to face it, to overcome it, to benefit and grow by it, whatever the challenge might be. See all things in the light of your belonging to the Immaculate. Do not fear life's challenges. Respond to them, one, by either not paying attention to them at all, should they be something indifferent, neither helping nor hindering you from drawing closer to her, such as desolation, misunderstandings, and the like, or two, by using them, accepting them, taking part in them, following them, if they do help you towards this goal of greater union with her, such as spiritual consolation, or three, by resisting them and fighting them resolutely and confidently if they hinder this same goal, such as temptations to sin. In all those things in life where neither necessity nor obedience to legitimate authority has decided a course of action for you, do as you wish, but always try to give the greatest pleasure and consolation to her Immaculate Heart. Love and do what you wish, as St. Augustine says. Total consecration to the Immaculate is also a path of great simplicity. It consists in knowing that where she is not present, God is not present there either, neither the Father, nor the Son, nor the Holy Spirit. But on the contrary, wherever you find her, there you find the whole Holy Trinity. There you find supernatural life and the pathway to eternal life. Your attitude must therefore be one of humility, simplicity, and a peaceful and persevering determination to allow yourself to be led by her always, in all places and in all things. And no matter what might happen around you, you must always come back to her with everything, and to remain in the peace and love of a child resting in its mother's arms. Let us now turn to page 85 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O One God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The renewal of baptismal promises. I reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children. I reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin. I reject Satan, father and prince of darkness. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 30. In today's reflection, I'm going to give you a great gift. I'm going to teach you the easiest, most secure, most powerful way to guarantee your salvation. And then, using this same formula, you can apply it to save your family, to save your friends, and to save a whole other multitude of people. And not only that, it's going to help you to become a great saint, and it will get you out of purgatory, instant access into heaven. It's like a nuclear bomb of grace is going to go off in your life. So, let's begin. I really encourage people to look into the apparitions of Fatima because they're kind of like a State of the Union address, but given by the Virgin Mary concerning the world, the state of our souls, and how to bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus on earth as soon as possible. So we've all heard of the apparitions at Fatima, that Mary appeared 6 times and promoted the rosary. But what most people don't know is that after Francisco and Jacinta died, the Virgin Mary continued to appear to Lucia when she entered the convent. During one of these apparitions, she revealed to her what's called the communion of reparation. So important, so powerful. Sounds strange. Communion of reparation. You might have heard of this called the First Saturday Devotion. And the Virgin Mary revealed, if we're going to have the reign of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, if we're going to have the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary on earth, and thus the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, this has to happen first. As many people as possible must make the communion of reparation on the first Saturday of the month for 5 consecutive months. I'm going to repeat this. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to help you to memorize it. So what is involved in making this first Saturday devotion? There are 4 elements. The first element is go to confession on the first Saturday of the month. Then receive Holy Communion in the state of grace on the first Saturday of the month. Then pray 5 decades of the rosary. Then spend 15 minutes doing mental prayer with the Virgin Mary, meditating with some aspect on the life of Christ or one of the mysteries of the rosary. I'm going to help you to remember all of these, but let me just say this first. It only takes about 1 hour and 15 minutes. The Virgin Mary is asking you, my friend, who's going to be totally consecrated to the Virgin Mary. She says to you, will you give me 1 hour and 15 minutes a month, the first Saturday of the month, for 5 months in a row? If you do, I promise you the grace is necessary for salvation. So this formula that we're going to discuss is so powerful that if you only do it 5 times in your life, she guarantees you, you will go to heaven. So let's review. How can I remember? What are these 4 elements? I'm going to give you an acronym, CARE. C, confession. A, adoration. R, rosary. E, Eucharist. Confession, adoration, rosary, Eucharist. Confession once a month. Does it have to be on Saturday? Well, many places don't have confessions on Saturday. Some places only have confession on Saturday. But let's say you can't make it to confession on Saturday. A couple of days before will suffice. Adoration. Well, I don't remember her mentioning adoration. You're right. She said 15 minutes in mental prayer, meditating upon the life of Christ with me. I recommend that you do this before the Blessed Sacrament because mental prayer is easier to do before the Blessed Sacrament. And it makes my acronym better if I have the A for adoration. I need a vowel. So confession, adoration, Pray the rosary takes 15 to 20 minutes and receive the Eucharist in the state of grace. And if you do this just 5 times once a month, this is so powerful that not only do you receive the grace of final perseverance, a guarantee that you will go to heaven. In that moment, if you did all of those elements, those are also the elements necessary to receive a plenary indulgence in that moment on that specific day. A plenary indulgence is a great gift from God to get rid of all purgatory. And then the next month, you get a plenary indulgence. And then the next month, you get a plenary indulgence. So let me review just so that we're all on the same page. Our Lady's promising us that if we will just do these steps together, that they're so powerful, if I'll just go to confession, preferably within a week of the first Saturday, as long as I receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, and I have the intention of making reparation to her. So going to confession, adoration, spend 15 minutes with Mary, preferably in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, doing some sort of mental prayer. Rosary, pray 5 decades of the rosary, takes about 15 to 20 minutes, and then receive Holy Communion in this state of grace. Now, I should specify, all of this has to have the intention of making reparation to her Immaculate Heart, because her heart is wounded because of so many offenses against her and so many things that offend our Lord. So how could this possibly apply to the salvation of my family and my friends? She said nothing about my family and my friends. Well, first of all, if you are a parent and you have children, taking them to a First Saturday devotion, even if it's not scheduled in the parish, they don't call it First Saturday devotion. You just take them to confession the week before, and then you make them go to Mass with you on Saturday morning or Saturday 5 o'clock or any other time, as long as you have specified that this is for the First Saturday devotion. And then you pray the rosary as a family and you spend 15 minutes thinking about the presence of Mary with you while you look at one of the mysteries from the life of Christ concerning the rosary. 5 times, you've guaranteed the salvation of your child. So that's one way that you can save the souls of your family and friends, by just getting them to do the communion of reparation with you. Now, what I'm about to tell you is not necessarily for everybody. Some people simply can't do it. Some people might not want to do it, but could do it. This is something you need to discern. Again, I am not trying to overburden you with stuff to do, but I'm going to at least give you a method and a surefire way to save as many souls as possible. You ready for it? Okay. So let's say your 5 first Saturdays ended. You did it. Complete. Your soul is saved. If you can save your own soul for 1 hour and 15 minutes a month for 5 months in a row, and that saves you for eternity, what if you continue to do it the first Saturday of the month for the rest of your life, for every month, for the rest of your life? Could you gain 1 more, 2 more, 3 more, 4 more souls, 5 more souls for that? Such a small price to pay, especially because I'm already getting a plenary indulgence. What if you did it every single Saturday, not just the first Saturday of the month, but every single Saturday of the month? That's 4 times as much. And then you do that for the rest of your life. Or, which I know some of you are called to do this, I wouldn't be bringing this up if I didn't know some of you are called to do this. We're losing the war. But if you want to win the war, you want to save souls, you want to console the heart of Mary, what if you lived the communion of reparation as a lifestyle? What if every day for you was a first Saturday? How many souls could you save then? If you do it every single day, not once a month, 30 times a month, not 5 times, every single month for the rest of your life, you're going to be like a nuclear bomb of grace everywhere you go. There will be conversions. There'll be hearts that are touched. There'll be eyes that are open. There'll be ears that can hear. Pray about it. Consider it. Now, let me just give you an example of how you would live that, because no way would I expect you to be going to confession every single day. Your priest will probably fall over dead. So you would go to confession maybe once every 2 weeks, once a month minimum. Once every 2 weeks we go to confession. We go to Mass every day. After Mass, we spend 15 minutes meditating upon the life of Christ there while you're still in the church, and then you pray the rosary. If you did this, you would get a plenary indulgence every single day of your life. And I have no doubt in my mind that if your soul only cost you 5 of this, and you did this every single day, you died to yourself every single day so that the grace of God might flow through you and live in your family and friends, I have no doubt that Our Lady is going to save everybody that you love. Pray about it, consider it. Again, this is not something that I expect every single person watching this video is going to do, but I have to bring it up because I know that there are some souls out there who hear the call of God to offer their life in reparation for the conversion of their family and friends. And I do expect all of us to prayerfully consider to consult with the Virgin Mary, Blessed Mother. First Saturday devotion, of course she's going to say yes. Should I continue the first Saturday devotion every month? Should I do it every single Saturday? What do you want of me? Of course, get through your consecration, but Our Lady is calling you to greatness. Although it might seem as a burden at first, when the graces of God begin to flow into your life and changes begin to happen within your family, within your friend groups, you will say, truly, I've been blessed by God. Truly, truly. If you are interested in this and would like to learn more about the Communion of Reparation, I will include a link in the description and in the comments to a high quality video that really gets in depth on how to love this and how to live this. I will also link a video called Ultimate Catholic Parents Guide, because these four elements of the Communion of Reparation, confession, adoration, rosary, Eucharist, when implemented within the family, with the children, on a consistent basis, according to each family's needs, I have found that those families that live a life of confession, adoration, the rosary, and the Eucharist as their four pillars, they've got great family lives. The kids are thriving even in bad circumstances. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.